Yeah, it started at $5 a pound when we first, got five, then they went to $5.50, and now we're at $6.50. Yeah, it's just the price of fuel.
Yeah, you can barely even pay that.
We're just trying to save money everywhere we can. I went grocery shopping for him tonight, and I bought the cheapest hot dogs I could find and small eggs. And
gas is what, 6.08 on fuel dog today?
Is it really?
It was 5.97 on Saturday. Yeah. I guess it's 6.08 here today.
Yeah, and that's over. I'm gonna go ahead and unmute.
Sure. We were fishing next to Cody, Carol's son, and his Honda pump crapped out, and he borrowed ours. He's telling me Honda pumps, which were $700 last year, or year before, are now $1,400. You know, I don't know how these kids are going to do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I mean,
he's just going to come and check. Oh, he's calling out the window.
I am.
Looks like it's only you for today.
Wow, just those chickens.
We were hoping you'd show up.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have issues.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year for them. I don't think we're going to travel for fishing at all. I don't think we're going to Juneau. We're not going down to Florida. It's just too expensive.
Any thoughts on diversifying?
What's that?
Any thoughts on diversifying? Just so you can't fish actually the whole week or anything like that?
No. Yeah, they're. Well, the king are really weird how they do them, and it's just everybody's just grinding it out. I mean, I don't know.
What's diesel at the docks now?
What's that?
What's diesel at the docks now?
I don't know. I haven't filled up with them.
7 something. Right about 7.
Oh. 7 something at the docks?
Is it really?
How is it more expensive than road diesel? I don't get that. I thought road taxes were supposed to add to it.
There's less tax on the
supposed to be.
There's no highway on tax.
That's so bizarre to me. You're cheaper to...
No, I didn't.
At least I got one comment.
Crazy. Oh, I guess I need my computer. Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jeff, you all set?
Ready.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. It is Tuesday, June 14th, 2022 at 6 p.m. And this is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Tonight, the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Assemblymember Powell.
A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There is no ceremonial matters tonight. Kim, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Assembly members David Powell.
Here.
DeBoer. Gilbert. Morrison.
Here.
Ryan Howe. Dalrymple.
Here.
And Mayor Persson.
And I'm here as well. Item number 3, persons to be heard, section WMC 3.05.040C. states that the chair may call to order any person who is breaching the peace or being disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or catcalls, speaking vulgarities, name-calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct which is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disrupting a meeting of the assembly may be removed or barred from further attendance at the meeting unless permission to return or remain is granted by a majority vote of the assembly. Our first item of correspondence tonight is we have a letter from John Sweet regarding interior niche sizing. I believe he's calling in via Zoom to read his letter into the record. Are you on the line?
Yes. I am.
Good evening, Mr. Sweet. Please go ahead.
Carol, thank you for letting me do this tonight.
This is a letter that I wrote on May 12th to the Rainbow Borough Manager, and I'll go ahead and read it. Fred and Janet Dean were longtime Rainbow residents and even longer lasting residents. Within the last 2 years, they both passed away. Their wish was to remain in Rainbow. The planning for this started last summer when Fred and Janet's children were in Rainbow for a memorial church service for their parents. At that time, it was decided that a niece at the Collin Berry would be perfect. Kim Wayne let them know that there would be at least one available. At that time, she stated the dimensions of the niche were 12 inches by 15 inches by 12 inches. Plenty of room for two urns. The family moved forward with the purchase of the niche and ordered the memorial plaques. The matching urns were custom made for Frank and Janet using an upcycled wooden chip drawer. Frank's urn was personalized with the trolling tag from the Janet Lee, and Janet's urn had a stained glass puffin on top. The puffin had hung in the wheelhouse window of the boat for many years. The urns were built to fit within the above stated measurements. The urns measured 11¾ by 7¼ by 7 inches. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. The family contacted Kim and set May 10, 2022 as a date for the city to open the niche and close it once the remains were laid to rest. Three of Frank and Janet's four children, along with a son and daughter-in-law, traveled to Rainbow to inter their parents. The fourth child is currently assigned to the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China. Because of COVID restrictions in China, he was unable to attend. After such a long time, the family was finally going to get Frank and Janet set into their final resting place. John and Sylvia, the last of us, were more than willing to give Frank and Janet and the family a final boat ride from the city float in front of the Sikine to Heritage Harbor, where Frank and Janet boarded their much-loved fishing boat, the Janet Lee. The family then walked the urns to the Collin Berry. As the family gathered close to the niche, it was previously discovered that the urns would not fit. Were they built wrong? Did the craftsmen use the wrong dimensions? After trying to make sense of what was happening and determining if there was anything that could be done to get the urns in the niche, the family left the cemetery to regroup. Could the urns be rebuilt or modified before the family left Rainbow the next day? A little later, when the niche was measured, it was discovered to be just barely 12 inches wide at the front, but at the back of the niche was only 11 inches wide. 11 inches wide, and the height was close to 12, but in the back it was only 11 inches. The ashes were replaced in plastic bags, black plastic boxes they were in when they came from the crematorium. This was Frank and Janet's son and daughter-in-law kneeling on the front deck of the house using a measuring cup to remove the ashes from the custom-made urns. With the wind blowing and the rain coming down, it made an heartbreaking death even more difficult. It was decided that the beautifully engraved and customized urn tops could be cut down to fit inside the niche and placed on top of those black plastic boxes. However, there were no tools available. Fortunately, Pat Rangel Boat Shop offered to help cut the tops. After they were resized, they were sanded and refinished. How come the Rangel world for the family who has lost a loved one, not to mention two, through such a trying experience when the family is already dealing with all the emotions of having to say goodbye? There is no way that this should even be an issue. I see from the Rainbow Borough meeting notes of April 12, 2022 that the new Collin Berry has been authorized. I would hope that the city does a much better job of inspecting the niches to ensure that the users are getting what they are sold and told. I do not know how many niches are left in the existing Collin Berry, but I would suggest that each one be professionally surveyed so that the buyer knows what size iron will fit. The custom matching wooden furnace for training channel will have to be rebuilt. Family will have to make plans to return to Angle. The ashes will have to be taken out of the beach, removed from the plastic bags and plastic boxes, and placed in the urns, and once again returned to the beach. After this transfer, it's hoped that Frank and Janet will truly and finally rest in peace. Sincerely, John Sweet, son of Lawson's, July 25th, 1975. And then there was an attachment of three pictures that showed that introduced you to Frank and Janet and showed the final boat ride and the urns and the measurements of the beach. And I hope that everybody has a chance to let this sink in and realize that something needs to be done.
Thank you very much for reading your letter into the record tonight. Okay. We have another letter that was submitted tonight from Nola Walker regarding local contribution to KSTK, and that is available in the packet. And then we have one person who has signed up. Mr. Kerr, do you want to speak to a specific item, and do you want to wait till that item comes up, or do you want to just address the assembly?
I just want to ask some questions.
Sure. You're welcome to come on up right now. Just state your name, and we won't. This is your chance to talk to the assembly, Wayne. We don't actually address questions, but you can speak your mind at this point, but we don't respond back. It's not the way the person's to be heard is. This is your chance to address us.
So when does it take, when do you guys talk about it? Afterwards?
I'm sorry, when do we
want? Well, you said if I ask a question, you're not going to answer me.
So what you can do is you could book a time to come speak with the city manager, or you can book a time to speak to an assembly member, but it doesn't work that you just come up and ask questions.
Not like the old days. Okay. So, Wayne Carriberger Street. You guys are, when I say you guys, it's not you, it's you, all you, the council, is talking about buying the mill property. Will that not take it off the well, what do you call it when you have to pay your taxes, property tax?
The tax rolls.
Yeah. Okay, that's one. And I'm on the one of many heart pills. 3 months supply appears $1,400. And as I was choking that down and paying for them, certain people came up there and they were laughing. They says, shit, we don't pay for nothing. That upset me. And then I also know that certain people in this town get $2,000, $2,000, $2,000, and it goes to whatever they want.
Mr. Kerr, I'm sorry, I'm really hard of hearing. I can barely make you out here. Would you mind just speaking up a little bit? I'm trying very desperately. The mic just goes to the radio station, unfortunately. Oh.
Anyway, I'm on a heart pill that cost me $1,400 for 3 months supply. That's my money. And when I was up there, a couple of people were there getting theirs, and they said, hell, we don't pay for it. We don't pay for anything. So much for that. And what this mill property, the $2.5 million you're going to spend, I'm looking at you, I guess I got to talk to you. Wouldn't it be easier to dole out some of this money to certain people instead of, because we don't get the $2,000, $2,000, $2,000. Just, you know, if you take it off the tax roll, it's gone forever. Just like everything else that we've given away to search. I think, it'd be kind of nice to get a check for groceries or something like been going around town. And I can't find the newspaper where it said it, but wasn't there 60-some people in town getting their rent paid, electric paid, and all this? Who's paying for that? It's not the city, I hope.
I don't know what you're referring to. So
In the last, not last week's paper, but the one before, there's people in this town getting their rent paid, and there's people in this town that get groceries paid or credit for groceries or credit for gas or whatever. That's not coming out of the city coffer, is it?
I think there's some tribal programs, I think is what you're referring to.
Well, how do you get on one of them?
Well, you need to be Native.
Then that's racist.
Okay, well, I suggest you go up and speak with the tribe about it, sir.
So that's what I said on this mill property. Why don't you take that mill or money instead of buying that mill? Nobody knows what's going on with it yet, except it's probably full of transmission fluid and stuff. Maybe dead bodies under it. And take that money and dole it out to people like me. And, you know, I wouldn't mind getting a check for $2,000 every couple of months.
Sure.
Well, fair enough. I don't know. It probably just went out that window. But it bothers the crap out of me. Especially when I got to pay $1,400 every 3 months for one pill. And I'm on half a dozen of them. So I don't know if do I come talk to you, Jeff? Or you guys hash it over or whatever?
You can definitely schedule a meeting with me and we can have a conversation.
I mean, I don't think it's going to make any difference, but, you know, it's off my chest. And there's better things to do than to buy something with that kind of money. I mean, we've got things laying all over. We're taking off the tax roll. So, and
yeah, I would encourage you to schedule a meeting. And then I know in our discussions, we've talked about the plans for the mill property numerous times, that there are suitors out there that are very interested in taking on the mill property, and I have made comments during the assembly meetings that it is not our intention to hold on to the mill property. It is our intention to turn it around and put it to work and get people to buy it from us and
That's taking it off the tax roll.
No.
It's like the Institute property. Okay. That should have been long gone. You know, there's not a body one out there, but somebody came up with a great idea. I mean, that's all been dug out. And all the fill is up there by the water tower up there. Okay. You know, let's talk about a waste of money.
Okay. Thanks, Wayne.
Yep.
All right. Is there anyone else, Kim, for persons to be heard?
No.
Okay. Is there any amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to move item 6F and 6G out of the consent agenda and onto the unfinished business.
6F and 6G. Okay, on to unfinished business. So that will now be unfinished business. 12A will be 6F. And 12A and 12B will now be 6G, correct? Kim, that work for you?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Anyone else? Amendments to the agenda.
Just a clarification. Kim has this updated item 13A about the mill, the executive session.
Yeah.
Do we do that during that period in the agenda, or do we do it now?
No, during that time.
Thank you.
Any other amendments to the agenda? Any conflicts of interest? Item 6, consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda with items 6F and 6G moved to unfinished business as submitted.
Been moved by Morrison. Do we have a second?
Dalrymple seconds.
Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report. Jeff.
Mr. Rouse, been out the last couple weeks, so just trying to get back into things, so I don't have anything to report this time.
Okay. Borough Clerk's file.
Yes. As I stated in my my report, I got back from the conference, the IIMC annual conference on the 27th, and I put some things in there that kind of were aha moments for me. It was really enlightening, and it's
I don't know if this time, usually it's the classes that hit me, but it was before every day started, they had a all conference kind of keynote speaker, and that was amazing. So learning about mentoring and education and bettering yourself, stuff like that. And, during the, of course, the classes, it was really good to learn the same things, but to also like parliamentary procedure and stuff like that. So I kind of touched on the things that really touched me. So, and good. I appreciate the opportunity to go. And so then I also wanted to find out if it would be okay to have my I have my annual review set for the 28th of this meeting, but I also wanted to see if we could also, if the mayor could, if you could appoint or select a couple of people to meet with me and go over my contract so that we can do that at the same time.
Yeah, because they haven't lined up in the past. I think it'd be a good idea to get that together at the same time. So, I have the series of questions for the review. I just received those late last week. So I took a quick look at them, and I've asked him to, on Thursday, once Patty's back in town, to send them to the assembly just to review prior to us issuing those out, so everybody has a chance just to comment and, you know, make sure that it's all the questions that we want. I'd be looking for a couple of volunteers, and I'd like to task the vice mayor to be one of the people on there for the review. Is there anyone else that would be interested in working with Kim on her contract?
Second.
Okay. We've got Ann and Patty. Thank you very much, Ann. And so I'll get to Patty on that too, and we'll work that through. Thanks, Kim, for bringing that up. And by the way, we have Jeff's 6-month review coming up too, and I just received those questions, but I'm holding, I want to have a chance to sit down with Jeff and go through process before we do anything further. I didn't get it, I blanked it today, I apologize, Jeff, but we need to kind of talk about how that's going to work and go through that process, and then we'll get that slated and figured out, and Kim forwarded me some questions, and I wasn't going to forward those forward until you looked at them too. So we'll get Kim to get those to you, and we'll get that rolling as well. So both of those things. All right. Thanks, Kim. Anything else from your file there?
Nope, I don't have anything else.
Perfect. Thank you. Mayor and Assembly Business. Anybody have any reports for us?
I don't have any reports, but I've got a few things that I'd like to throw out there.
Okay.
I've talked to Jeff about this, and I discussed it with him, and Bob and I kind of talked about him. It appears that we will be getting more and more independent tourists and tourists off the ships in the next few years. And in my mind, we can either manage it aggressively or responsibly or ignore it. And I really think that we would benefit from having a convention and visitors bureau, an actual bureau. I know Carol's been doing that for years, and I don't know how you've done it with everything else you do, but it just seems to me that then could be combined, maybe with the chamber, and move those two offices down into the Nolan Center, where you've got, yes?
There is a committee currently serving as a convention and visitors
bureau. Okay, but they don't have an office. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an actual presence in the community. Then this, so that's something to think about. Then another thing is public bathrooms. We only have these right here. No, where are they?
Right
there. During the 4th of July, I think the Elks, you can use theirs. You can't use the hotels. You can use the Nolan Centers. But that's it, downtown. And I know Jeff has, we talked about it, he's got some ideas. And the third thing is signage. We have zip for signage. People get off the ferry, not very often, and off the boats, or they're here visiting. We have no signs telling them how to get to any place. You get back up off of Church Street, there's some signs that say Dewey Trail up here, but nothing down here that tells you how to get up there. And nothing here when they get off that tells you how to find the museum or the shopping district or Petroglyph Beach or as far, you know, Rainbow Falls. Nothing that says, you know, Rainbow Falls, 4.5 miles, have fun. And I really wish that I had thought about this at the beginning of last year, because it would have been an excellent senior project. Mm-hmm. And it still would be a good wood shop project. Mm-hmm. So there's my 2 cents.
Do you want to be more directive on the Dimension and Visitors Bureau than all that? Or do you want to get something back and see some ideas? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to see, you know, something, some input from the rest of us. It's just, I think it's going to be necessary. I really do. And if we don't manage it, then we get managed. And then not to our advantage. And I think there is room in the Nolan Center to put... the other thing I thought of, too, is that we would be providing that office space as our part of our contribution to those two, to the Chamber and to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I just hate to pull office away from a private functioning business. You know, to pull the Chamber out of sticking in is...
There are other communities where they're combined.
No, I realize that. I just hate pulling the venture away.
I see. Yes. No, I see what you're saying. Yes.
But I like the idea. Bob?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add on to Ann's comments. I don't know about the structure necessarily, but it's been pretty clear to me, especially after seeing the budget and starting to get an understanding and the pieces and the parts. And also my concern for quite a while about the economy of Wrangell, that the one bright star, if you will, and we lost it during the COVID for 3 years, so we saw what happened, that it's more important than we thought, is that it is growing. And I do think that we have an ability to manage it, but I think we also need to nurture it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it isn't like going whole hog or anything, but I don't see that the community or the borough has any focus on the visitor industry itself. And I think that would be good. I think there's pieces and parts, but there's a great opportunity to partner with the Chamber, mm-hmm. and maybe with some of the industry groups, different people, to get a little bit more out of this and help it along. And signs is one thing, just the beautification of that area down there. Mm-hmm. One thing that I had an experience I've never done before, when the Ocean Victory came in, we had our ceremony with them and they invited us on board, and I've never been on a cruise ship, and I've never been on a cruise ship tied up in Wrangell to view what the tourist sees when they look out, mm-hmm. over the community. And at the time, which was a little bit early in the season, all I can say is it was bleak. You look down on a bunch of pavement, there's no signs, there's no welcome flags, there's no energy. I see the banners are up there right now, but we could do better. And then, like Ann was saying, if you funnel people in, just give them directions of where to go. There's lots of stuff here. I think that would benefit, mm-hmm. the community.
The other thing, you were mentioning that when there were two ships or maybe three ships in that one day last week, the Shakes Island, the longhouse wasn't open. So maybe the Convention and Visitors Bureau can coordinate with the natives to make sure that kind of thing's open, because people were walking over there, but they couldn't go in. You know, and that's a huge draw. So
yeah, we've certainly experienced people looking for the nature trail numerous times just in our walking.
Right.
It's actually quite a draw for folks to go up and walk the nature trail, and it's a great thing to be able to go do. It's kind of cool. There's interpretive signs.
Sure, but they can't find it.
Yeah.
You can't get there from here.
That's interesting about the bleak sort of, which is, if you go up and look down on what they see of our town, because I always look up and see what, you know, from our perspective.
Well, you know, Bob's got a real good point. When you first get off of there, you've got containers that are sitting there rusting, and you know, it's not really attractive, but signage would help. I mean, it, you know, just just some information. Just something that says, okay, we're glad you're here.
Well, I found it interesting. Carol was there, and Patty. We had the Senator Murkowski, Governor Murkowski, Frank Murkowski organized this deal with some people mm-hmm. that were interested in the mill property. And what I learned was that the sort of our destination, we actually don't control that, like who comes, when comes, how comes. We don't, the town doesn't have a say. I was quite surprised at you know, the lack of coordination from the town side. Not from the standpoint of saying, no, don't come, but from the standpoint of saying, hey, let's maximize your experience. Let's make this a positive experience for you as possible. Let's make sure that the banners are up when you show up, and the cruise ship that showed up sort of unannounced.
That was sort of drifted into town.
Sort of like, hi, we're here.
Yeah.
So maybe a concerted convention and visitor bureau effort would be.
I feel it would. I think, like I say, either we manage it or it manages us, and if we let that happen, then we lose.
Mr. Mayor, you got maybe one more point. When I was on that ship, I was talking to the folks that run the tours. You know, I guess they're the guest coordinators into the towns. And I asked them if there's any feedback to the communities. And they were quite surprised by that question. And they said, well, no, that's a great idea. So that, again, would be something that we would have a point of dialogue to check in, or maybe year-end and preseason type of meetings, just to get feedback from different users.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things we can do on that. But
And I think with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, conventions would be great, but visitors, there might be able to be a little more coordination between. I don't know how the jet boat community is going to fit into that, and the walking tours and everything, but somehow a little more coordination and give them a better experience here.
Okay, well, we'd love to hear some ideas, and I know that there already is a form. There's a committee, and I think, I don't know where this money comes from, but if it's something that we believe something that can grow, you know, we did talk about in that budget, we still have to revisit that with the chamber, but mm-hmm. we did talk that some communities have the chamber and the Convention Visitor Bureau combined, and mm-hmm. the city funds that Convention Visitors Bureau, but not the chamber.
Right.
The chamber's funded by businesses, and the city funds the Convention and Visitor mm-hmm. Bureau, so.
And, yeah, I don't know. I'd like to meet with Carol and the committee, though, I think, and maybe Bob would, too, or anybody else that wants to. Just let me know, because I think that we need to move on it.
Excellent.
I feel that we need to move on it.
Thank you. And any other thoughts?
Yeah.
He told me he had stuff. So
I have one thing. I would like to, as an assembly, direct the city manager to figure out how to get our dump open on Mondays, and maybe possibly more hours. It's been like this. When they first did this, and I told Jeff this too, it was supposed to be like for a little while. It's been a very, very long while. And I have so many people complaining to me, and I've had this conversation with our city manager. Even he has the thing like, I can't do work in my yard because I can't go dump my garbage. And it's we got to figure something out. And I think that I would like some plans. I mean, some ideas and stuff that can brought back to us saying, this is what we can do. And then on the tour ship thing, I've been on seven cruises, and a lot of parachutes. And I'll tell you, I've been all around the world on parachutes, and you'd be amazed how many you go into, and there's nothing. I mean, you go into a place, and I've talked to a lot of people, man, this place, he goes, you don't come to I'm just going to say this, I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I'm going to say that a lot of people in our tourist ship, I go, man, this looks like, what are we coming here for? Well, you get on these things and you're going to go away from this area. Because a lot of tourist ships are industrial areas.
A lot of docks are.
Yeah, a lot of docks are in industrial areas. And it's like you pull in there and you're going, what are we doing here? You know? I mean, but we don't have that. I mean, we do have an industrial area, but we could make it a lot better. I don't know. I pull in a ferry in here. Our town always looks inviting to me. Maybe it's home, you know. But yeah, I've been to a lot of them where you're pulling into a tour ship and it's an industrial area, and you're not. There's nothing there. They're just shuttling you on buses and getting you away from there, you know, because there's nothing there. I mean, but so I do agree with you on that. But I just wanted to let you know. But if you ever get on a cruise ship and you go to some places, there is nothing there. So yeah.
So Jeff, if you could, and I will just mention that we did raise this several years ago. I think when you and I were new assembly members, even this came up, and they were going to revisit it again, and we just never got around to it.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, we with that additional member that we have in our budget for the sanitation, we believe we probably could extend it to the Monday. So that's already kind of built into our budget. We think we could do it with that.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Okay. Anybody else reports or thoughts? Good? Okay. Thank you. That was a good discussion, sir. All right. Public hearing number 11. A, ordinance number 1026 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 5.14 of the Borough Budget and adding Section 5.14.025 Annual Review and Approval of Fee and Rate Schedule Required in the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a public hearing. At this point, I will declare the public hearing open and ask if there's an administrative report.
Mr. Mayor, this is just pulling all the rates and fees that we currently had in the ordinances out into one, and then reviewed every year on an annual basis for the Assembly to approve.
Okay. Is there anyone to speak to the matter here tonight? Okay. Hearing none, I will declare the public hearing closed, and we will entertain a motion.
Move for adoption of ordinance number 1026.
And moved by McMorrison, seconded by Powell. Any discussion? Hearing none. Full vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Davenport?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 12, unfinished business. We have a new 12A, which was 6F from the consent agenda, resolution number 06-22-1699 of the Assembly of City Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the Port and Harbor Director job description and the amendment of the non-union wage and grade table. We need for someone to make a motion on that in order for us to discuss it.
Move to approve resolution number 06-22-1699.
Been moved by Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Discussion. Jeff, do you want to walk us through this, please?
This is moving the Port and Harbor Director up to the same level as the other directors we have, up to a 30 position. So that's what the amendment is for.
Bob, did you have some specific questions on this?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to this at all. I think it's a good resolution, but basically I just wanted to take the opportunity here because I'd never read the position description. And it kind of goes with just our previous conversation about tourism and marketing and stuff. But I'm very happy to see that the position description includes a duty to coordinate with the economic development folks, Carol, mm-hmm. for marketing. And again, this is a piece of visitor industry, if you will, maybe not for tourists and curios, but for boat repair, boat services, boat storage maybe. And I've always seen a lot of yachts go by, and it there's definitely, I think people are making up for lost time from the COVID now. And I hope that a lot of them are stopping here. And I think the more that we market Wrangell, the better off we could be. Including, you know, there's less and less shipyards around Southeast Alaska. The Sitka one closed up, became apparently a cruise ship terminal.
Yeah.
And there's boats in the paper. They had somebody on a Sitka boat over here painting. So, again, I think if we got the word out about the services here, and it would be a good stroke, both for the shipyard itself and for the visitor industry that's kind of peripheral to that. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
Excellent. The one thing I will mention, and I mentioned this to Kim when we went over the agenda, is that every time we have a position, we need to go through and review if the position is actually what the position is. This position should never have been filled when Steve, like it should not filled, but it should not, that job description should not have stood when he took that position. We knew that it didn't transfer over at that point. And that, we've done this before too. We've been down this road several times. And I would really like something in our policy and procedure manual that really, you know, is codified, that we will go through and do an analysis of a position to make sure that it's up to date and that the wage and grade is correct.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
It seems to me that that should almost be a yearly thing with their review, to do a desk audit to see what they do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To look at their job description and see how it fits with what they're actually doing and adjust it accordingly.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point too, is that because job descriptions do evolve over time and duties are assigned as required, but I really, I just, it kind of bothers me, how long has Steve been in this job for? 2 years, and you know, that just builds animosity with employees. And so I'm glad we're clearing this up, but I really want to make sure that we have, excuse me, in the new policy procedure manual, or yeah, employee resource manual, whatever it's called. Anybody else? Thank you. For that, call the roll, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Jefferson?
Yes. Item 12B, which is 6G from Consent Agenda, final plat review for Stikine King Slough Subdivision, a subdivision of Tract A and apparent accretions to Tract A. Is that correct? Am I saying that correctly, Kim?
Yes, okay.
Accretions to, did I say that correct?
Accretions.
Thank you. Accretions to Tract A of Swampy Creek Subdivision, zoned remote residential mixed-use Farm Island 1, RMU F1, owned and requested by Michael and Kay Schwartz, trustee of Schwartz Alaska Trust.
Move to approve.
Mr. Mayor, point of order here.
Yeah.
I asked for H.
OH?
Which is the one for the Duncan.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh,
sorry.
Thank you. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I put G down,
too. I put G down, too.
I did, too. Yeah.
Maybe it's your stutter, Bob. It's your stutter. It's okay. We won't pick on you. All right.
So do we have to practice?
6H. I don't believe so.
No,
can we just move on? Clerical. Final plat review of Duncanson Point Subdivision, a subdivision of lots 32A and 32B, TW subdivision of lot 32 Island H, USS 22673, plat number 96-43, Ketchikan, creating lots 1, 2, and 3, zoned remote residential mixed use, Myers Check, RMU MC, requested and owned by Rob Duncanson.
Move to approve the final plat of the Duncanson Point Subdivision.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Do you want to give us a little review of that one?
Definitely defer this one to.
I need to know what he pulled it off for.
I'd like to hear the discussion first, and I'll
Carol, can you come up and give us a little history review of that?
There were two lots. He is carving them into three lots.
He just wants to divide it out into a third lot.
Correct. And they all meet the minimum lot size of 15,000 square feet.
Mr. Mayor, so yes. my question on this, and again, I support this, but in the write-ups, I didn't see much write-up here at all. And what I was particularly looking for, which all of these zonings, the first thing I look for is whether there's been a planning and zoning recommendation to us. And this one was silent on that. So that's my main thing. Is did they go through this?
Yes, planning and zoning went through it with all at the same time as all of these okay. together. So I think I had it in one or two of the other ones I probably submitted in this one. My apologies.
Yeah, all of them were quite clear on the support of planning and zoning except this one. So that was my concern. And again, it's very useful for me to know that they've been through that process.
Yeah. Okay, I'll make sure it's in there.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Carol. Any other questions, Bob?
No.
Okay. All right, and with that, we'll call the roll, please. Oh, sorry, does anybody else have anything on it? Would you like me to read it again into the record just because it's such a lengthy one? Just kidding.
Okay.
All right, please call the roll.
Assembly members, Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Brissette?
Yes. Okay, item 13A, approval to purchase the 6 mile deep water industrial site, former mill site property. 13A, just so that there's a clerk note, if someone could pick that up on that, please.
Move to approve the purchase of the 6 mile deep water industrial site.
Okay, and then there's a second note there. If you look here, yeah.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
So it's been moved.
Well, we need a second.
And then we need a second first.
Second.
Okay, seconded by Powell.
Okay, and then a new motion.
I move to table the main motion until after the executive session.
Okay, and do we have a second?
Second.
Dalrymple seconds. Okay, and we need to vote on the tabling. Any discussion on the second motion? Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Brissette?
Yes. Okay. Item 13B, approval of professional service agreement with EPS Inc. in the amount of $49,707 for Nodal Center Generator Upgrades Design Project.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with EPS in the amount of $49,707 for the Nolan Center Generator Upgrades Design Project.
Moved by Morrison.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Jeff, have a little report on that.
This is for the design of the Nolan Center Generator that we had that was approved, so it's moving forward that with EPS.
Okay. Any questions for Jeff? I'm glad we're getting this done. It's great. It's a part of our emergency procedure too. So it's a really important thing. I mean, we're protecting the museum, but we're also protecting our citizens. So I really am glad to see this here. It's fantastic. Any other questions or thoughts? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Brissette?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of the contract award to Johnson Construction and Supply, Inc. in the amount of $27,000 for the library flooring materials procurement.
Move to approve a contract award to Johnson's Construction and Supply, Incorporated in the amount of $27,084 for the library flooring materials procurement.
By Powell.
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, there were the low bid on the project that had already been approved, so this is just awarding it to Johnson Construction.
Ed?
Who's going to install it? Do you know?
I believe
Will ARC Crew be installing it? Or is that going to be?
No, I think.
They usually contract with Brian Smith, I believe.
Yeah, that's just how it's contracted out. Okay.
This has been on the books for quite a while, I know they've been pretty excited about getting this done. All right. Let's vote on it quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of sole source procurement of with BSI for $295,193 for the purchase of a 2023 Healy garbage truck with funds to come from the Department of Commerce Lost Revenue Grant Funds.
Move to approve the sole source procurement with BSI for $295,193 for the purchase of a 2023 Heil garbage truck with funds to come from the Department of Commerce Lost Revenue Grant Funds.
Moved by Morrison.
Second.
Seconded by Powell.
So, Mr. Mayor, this is, again, asking for sole source to be able to go with the type of equipment we already have with the garbage truck. So we already have a Heil for... are the two garbage trucks. It's trying to be consistent so we have the same inventory, same parts, and then also we already have the expertise on working on this type of equipment. But we did check, Tom Waiter checked to kind of go through and verify. This is whenever you go through this and purchase a garbage truck, it's your regional supplier that they're the ones that typically get the contract. Like, you have to kind of go through them. And this is the contractor for our region. The only difference in the price for across the nation would really be what that person charges personally, which it's a really small, it's like
$2,550. It's the PDI, which is listed in the quote as the one of the last items there before it starts being totaled up. The PDI, I was told by John Osterkamp, who's the regional representative for Heil for the Pacific Northwest as well as Alaska, that basically that's the dealership fee, and that is where you'd fight for the better deal, is on that $2,550.
Okay. Any discussion? Bob?
Mr. Mayor, Jeff, my comment here is I really appreciate the documentation on the sole source. It was excellent, thorough. And I hope it's kind of a template for the other sole sources that we do once in a while. This one is very well documented out.
Any other comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Attorney's files available for Assembly review at the Borough Clerk's Office. Executive session. There's an executive session to update and discuss the possible acquisition of the 6 Mile Deep Water Industrial Site and former mill site property.
I move pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 that we recess in executive session to discuss matters on which the immediate knowledge would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough. Specifically for update and discussion, the possibility of acquiring the 6 Mile Deep Water Industrial Site, formal mill site property.
Second.
Moved by Powell, seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. And with that, we will recess into executive session at 6:50. Booming along.